Well, hello there, and welcome to True Crime Bones, with me, your host Marissa, also known as Bones. And in today's episode, well, it's going to be different. It might just mark the start of something new. It depends on you, my listeners, how you take it, if you would like more of it, and so on. And it's due to, for those who have been following my Instagram page, truecrime.bones, you know that when I created the page, I started it to share cases and stories, what's happening now, you know, day-to-day updates in South Africa. Not just to spread the word to different countries, because let's be honest, news don't get out of South Africa much. But also, these cases don't get covered much. You know, it's literally daily updates. And unfortunately, due to Instagram and the new whole shadow ban situation, I'm unable to post those stories. You know, daily updates. Cases, what's in the news. And I mean, that's why I created it, to share and hopefully bring awareness. So I've decided, well, I'm gonna try, you guys will let me know if you continue. Instead of the way, okay, obviously I used to create headline, the date, the area, give you an idea of what's going on, post it. I'll be doing it the same, but in like weekly episodes, where I would take, say, four or five stories that happened that week and share it on here, on this podcast, instead of on the platform. I will be adding if there's photos available of, say, victims involved on the Instagram page. But the content itself, doing it on here. And I'm gonna keep it simple. Just like I would do my post, you know, you have your headline, I would say the date, area. I will do exactly the same here. Well, it's gonna make it easier for me. Because if I editing those images, you know, and the details, but, and then go on to the next story. Just to keep this alive. I mean, there's a reason I started it. So, let's see how it goes. And what you guys think of it, please let me know. Obviously, it's up to you guys. And if it will continue, then we'll do a weekly thing until everything has died down and I'm able to be more freely on the Instagram page. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, quick thing. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not sure how to what to call this, as it's still obviously so new, or how to, you know, word it in a way that it doesn't come out sounding freaking awkward. You know, everything smoothly glides into each other. I know, horrible first impression, you would think, but it's because I am not sure if my listeners will appreciate this and want more of it, or if, you know, it's up to you. If you guys like it, then almost definitely work on something, make it less awkward, and if not, so if you don't mind to bear with me with this one, because I'm not sure how to, you know, just glide into it. I'm calling it This Week in South Africa. What's up in South Africa? Ooh. Five stories to, you know. Well, I've gotten my five stories, but I don't know how to word it. Stay up to date with what's happening in South Africa with these five stories of the week.
Yeah, I think we'll do that one for now.
One last thing before we get into this. I would just like to add that this will not in any way affect the usual content from this on this podcast. In fact, if you guys want more of this, enjoy listening to this, it will actually become an added segment to the podcast instead of, you know, replacing. So that out of the way, let's get into it. Number one, manhunt for killers involved in shootings across the Cape Flats. Date, the 1st of February, 2021. Area, Cape Town. Townships on the Cape Flats are experiencing an upsurge in mass shootings and gang activities, with more than 10 people killed in separate incidents a week ago. 5 people were shot and killed, while 2 others were seriously wounded in a shack in the PJS informal settlement in Khayelitsha on Saturday evening, the 30th of January. The 6th victim died in hospital later in the day. 3 others were shot dead and 1 injured in Ravensmead on Friday evening. Police spokesperson Novella Potilwa said, as part of the investigation into the murder of the 6 people in Khayelitsha, detectives have launched a manhunt for 3 suspects. Potilwa said reports indicated that the victims between the ages of 29 and 36 were inside a friend's home at the PJS informal settlement when 3 armed men entered the shack at about 7:30 p.m. and started shooting. The deceased were all from Khayelitsha. Potilwa also said, and I quote, police have intensified the search for the suspect as an activation plan for the mobilization of resources was activated, end quote. On the incident in Ravensmead, Potilwa said that reports from the scene indicated that at 9 p.m. on Friday, Ravensmead police were called to a house in Eureka Estate. Upon arrival in Fabriek Street, they found the bodies of 2 16-year-olds and a 45-year-old man lying outside the house. He said the 4th person, aged 18, who was injured in the shooting had already been taken to a medical facility for treatment. Reports were that the suspects in a white vehicle pulled up in front of the residence and fired shots, he said. In a separate incident, Potilwa said Delft police responded to a shooting in an open field at the back of Liesbeek Street in Leiden on Friday evening, in which a 29-year-old man was shot dead by unknown suspects. Khayelitsha Community Police Forum chairperson Francina Luca said, and I quote, we can't be dealing with so much death and heartache from COVID-19 and still have crime also claiming so many victims on the other side, end quote. Luca said the police must deal with the crime on the Cape Flats decisively. The ANC provincial spokesperson for community safety, Mesulu Kama, said it came as a shock to them that more mass murders were still reported in the Western Cape. Kama said they had been getting used to the peace and calmness they had witnessed for several weeks since the last murders of this kind were reported. Kama also said, and I quote, this gives an indication of gangs running amok in society. They regulate themselves with very little influence from authorities. When they make peace among themselves, there is peace in society. And when they fight amongst each other, then society is held to ransom. End quote. He also continued to say, what was more concerning was that they rarely hear of arrests for those heinous and brutal crimes. The police and relevant authorities must stamp the authority. They must take over the streets. I mean, that is true. It's something we are so used to here in South Africa. It's like, you don't expect, it's like, any arrest, someone to be actually convicted for this. Kama called on Police Minister Bekkie Cele and Provincial Police Commissioner Yolisa Matakata to expedite the setting up of task teams they promised last year to address the issue. They said, and I quote, "We also call on Community Safety MEC Albert Fritz to deploy and station hundreds of law enforcement officers to be force multipliers in Khayelitsha, in the same way that he did in Pontypool and Inuva Park to restore peace and stability," end quote. Fritz said, as the Western Cape government, they work hard at implementing elements of safety, especially in area like that. Area-based teams aimed at addressing the spate of violence and murder in the most vulnerable communities, including Khayelitsha. So, end of story number one. Headline number two. One man left dead after gunman opens fire on four people. Date, 1st February 2021, area Mthuli in Mpumalanga. An off-duty policewoman is one of the four people who were shot and injured when a gunman opened fire that left one person dead in Mpumalanga. It is not yet known what led to the shooting, and police have launched a manhunt for the perpetrator. Brigadier Leonard Tati, one of Mpumalanga's police, said the incident occurred in the early hours on Sunday at Mthuli near Middelburg. It is not known what they were all doing at the time during lockdown, but Mthuli said information at their disposal was that the gunman is known to all four people he shot. In fact, Mthuli said the man who eventually died was not only the gunman's friend, but his business partner as well. Dot also said, and I quote, "Police were notified of this shooting, which took place at Riverside Section in Mthuli, and upon arrival, they found a 39-year-old male victim with bullet wounds on his upper body. The man, who has now been identified as Sipho Samuel Mahakula, was unfortunately certified dead at scene. While still at the scene, police were further informed about the three other victims, were also shot but taken to the hospital for medical treatment. The motive for the shootings is unknown at this stage." End quote. And so far, that's all they have. No more information surrounding this case or anything. Headline number three. Police launch manhunt after a man was stoned and burned to death. Date, 1st of February. Area, Bismarck Village in Limpopo. The South African police in Marke outside Tzanzini have launched a manhunt for people after Nkwaku Thomas Pulisa, a 43-year-old, was stoned to death and then set alight at Bismarck Village on Sunday morning. Limpopo South African Police Service Provincial Spokesperson Brigadier Motlafela Mojapela said the attackers also damaged Pulisa's property, including a house and vehicles. The assailants also torched the house of another person. He said, and I quote, "The deceased was at home when a group of about six men arrived and started to assault him, damaging his house, furniture, and two vehicles. They thereafter took him to the nearby bushes and jointly with other community members stoned and set him alight. He died at the scene. The crowd reportedly moved to the house of another person, and when they couldn't find him, they torched his house. The Marke South African Police Service, together with the Public Order Police, POP, unit, responded to the call about these heinous crimes, and on arrival, the crowd had already left." End quote. At this time, the motive is still unknown, but Limpopo, South African Police Service Provincial Spokesperson Lieutenant General Neke Ledwaba condemned the incidents and directed the suspects to be hunted down and brought to book. The police will continue working hard to ensure that those who engage in brutal attacks and lawlessness are arrested. Headline number 4. Woman stabbed multiple times by brother-in-law for no reason. Date, 1st of February. Area, Mitchell's Plain. A young woman from Mitchell's Plain is living in fear after her brother-in-law nearly stabbed her to death for no reason. The pretty 26-year-old from Lost City was stabbed in her face, head, throat, and her hand, leaving her with ugly scars. Her attacker has been on the run since the incident happened on the 14th of January. The victim's mother has asked that they not be identified as her daughter is severely traumatized and fears the man will return to finish the job. She would go on to describe her daughter as a quiet, respectful, and beautiful woman who is lucky to have survived this evil attack. She said, and I quote, "The man came to the house asking to use the toilet. He was part of this family. My daughter trusted him. He came out and she asked him to bring a table in for her, which he did. As he was about to leave, he turned back and asked her if he could leave the phone to be charged. My daughter was making coffee and thought he had left the house. He then appeared again at the door and came from behind with a knife. And she immediately turned around with the kettle in her hand to throw the hot water at him. She didn't realize it was him. He grabbed her, threw her on the floor, and banged her head several times on the tiles. She turned to fight back, but he stabbed her in the throat, the back of her head, and her face." End quote. She also says the neighbors who heard her daughter's screams for help came to her rescue while the attacker fled through an open window. The distraught mother says her daughter is now living in fear and she urges the cops to find the suspect. She also says, and I quote, "We made a case the same day, but nothing has been done. It's been over 3 weeks already." End quote. According to the police, suspect still on the run. They have opened a case of assault against gender-based violence, but no arrests have been made. Number 5, the final headline for this episode. An 86-year-old woman robbed and then stabbed to death. Date, 2nd of February, area, Witbank, Mpumalanga. The police in Mpumalanga has launched a manhunt for the killers of an 86-year-old woman who was murdered at an old age home in Witbank on Sunday evening. Mpumalanga police spokesperson Brigadier Leonard said, and I quote, "Police as well as the medical personnel were notified about the incident detailing that a female pensioner was a victim. Upon arrival at the place, the old woman's motionless body was found with multiple stab wounds. She was unfortunately certified dead by the paramedics at scene." Preliminary police investigations have revealed the deceased woman's vehicle, a white Honda Jazz, was among her belongings stolen. The victim seemed to have been held hostage and was then stabbed by her assailants before fleeing the scene with the stolen items. Police followed up on information which led to the recovery of the said vehicle, which was left abandoned at Kriersdorp in Gauteng, the early hours of Monday morning. End quote. Unfortunately, no suspects. There are no suspects, so no one has been arrested. They are searching, but no news. So, reached the end of what's happening in South Africa. I know it's been kind of a bit awkward. I'm still struggling. It's a tough one with the pronunciations of the names, no matter how hard I try. And the name pronunciations, I'm not 100% sure if it will always be improved, but awkwardness, definitely. I will be creating another episode quite soon, just so you guys can have an idea and I can try being less awkward. And so, let me know. Please, on my Instagram page, I will be making a post that I have, created an episode. So you can just comment there if you liked it, if you want more, if no, it's horrible. Or on any of the listening platforms you are listening to this podcast that are able to have, where you're able to leave a comment. And with that being said, stay safe and remember, crime never sleeps in South Africa.